whenever we think, yes, yeah. So whenever we see form, sound, smell, taste, tangible object, the six senses, you see, always that's the evolution all the time. Every time like that, that it has all. Every time there's all this evolution, is that this evolution, you know, not just all happen one time. That's what I was trying to say. So now here, oh, so normally say, oh, yes, yeah. I gave also example the way to analyze the gym, but gym, you see, how the gym can exist in existence, you see. So that also helps. So here now, so anything that dispels that function, dispelling darkness, so that's, you see, dispels darkness, being clarity and make things make clear and dispels darkness. So that is the base. That's the base, and then what you mind is the label. What you mind label is light. This is general. Which function dispels darkness? The darkness, light, or its opposite. See? So which function dispels that? So on that then, what is but lamp or the is light or whatever? See, then which is that function you call light? Then your mind label light. The nature, the function of what it does, the phenomena, you see. Then label, the base, the label is light. So now, here, among the people, among the group of people, you see, let's put this way. Child, you know, left from parents a long time ago, so many years ago, you know, so many years ago. And then suddenly in the street, somewhere in a group of people, you see, the child see the father, but because didn't meet for so many years, the father, the change in the body, you know, all that thing, see. So, however, so can't recognize when this happens, parents or friends, you know, that you met somewhere and live together or whatever, do something, see. Then long time I couldn't meet. Then suddenly you met someone, and then past can't. Looks like you have met this. Looks like you, it's somebody that you met in somewhere, but can't put a label. You can't put a label. You can't tell who is. But somebody who's familiar. This is for me to happen sometimes. So that, then either that person introduced to you who he or she is, you see, or you gradually find out from the future of the face. From the voice, the behavior, you see, you gradually come to know, brings memory. Oh, so then you say, oh, now this, you know, his friend, oh, yes, so many years ago we did this, we did that, we did, you know. So anyway, so now similar here. So then you see here now, then you put the label, oh, this is this. So you see, before you see the base, but you don't remember the label. You forgot, you see. Now suddenly, by analyzing the feature of the face and or the way of speaking, the voice, or the person introduce you, him or herself, the story, you see, something did with you. And then suddenly you remember the label, you see, who you listen that, to the person's name, or this enemy or this friend, whatever. See, then the label comes. Then you also remember. Oh, then suddenly you remember. And as you remember, then you put label. Your mind immediately input the label. Okay, for that. So here, you see the base. You don't. So when you see here, you don't see the label first. You see here the base. Then you see the label. After your mind put it, then you see the label. See, all like that. So that's gradual. You see. So now here. Same that person by judging the shape of the body and the voice, whatever, then the child, you see, or they remember, oh, this is my father, you see, the base. So but what was seen before the base, now the child has put the label, put memory, then put the label, then see as a father, the appearance of father, then see, this is the father, you see. So seeing the father, so it doesn't, when we don't examine, it looks like from the very beginning you see the father, not like that. You see, in that very short time, there's a whole this evolution that takes place. You know, you're seeing this is father comes last, all that. So here stem. So somebody who can recognize father immediately, you see, now here, even you can recognize immediately the father, even the same, you don't see the label first, father. Before you see the base, the body, which is got mind. If there's no mind, then you're not seeing the body, but no, you're not seeing the father, you see. So when you see father, you don't see the label of father first, before the base, the aggregates, associated body mind. Why? Because that should be easy to understand after all this example. There's no base. Before the base, you don't see the label of father, see. You don't see the father, the label the father, you don't see that first. Why? Because it, for your mind to label. So you can see all those examples, you see the person has to label. Or the friend, this is such a person, or this is my father, you see, from the child side, you see. So you understand the whole example is the experience, the story is that the person, him or herself, has to label, you see, to be able to see that. So that's clear. So now here, so you don't see the label first because to see the label, you have to put the label first. Your mind has to put the label. You know, for your mind to put the label, you see, you have to see the base first. You have to see that particular body associated with the mind, you see. This way to the function of the father, you see, to you, to give his body. So what is it, the function, you see? So you have to see that aggregate, that first, which is that function. You have to see that first. So without seeing that first, how are you going to label this my father? No way. And unless you put the wrong, unless you put a label on somebody, you know, mistake. That would be mistaken, you know. So that'll be mistaken. If it's not aggregates, it'll be mistaken, so you see like that. So for you to be able to see the label of father, your mind has the label. For that, you have to see the base, which causes you to choose the particular label, father, see, that particular base. Which did that function? Okay, so therefore now here, also the child, also the child, you see, the person doesn't see the label father before and see the argument later. That's not the reality. So also seeing the father's, you know, seeing the argument. Base to be labeled targets and the base father. How do you say? Base to be labeled father, the aggregates and the labeled father. Also, the child or the person. So when we see, also we don't see together. That doesn't happen together. Doesn't see together. You know, when you see the base, the same time father, the labeled father, doesn't happen. The reason is same. The logical reason is same. Because the label father that is imputed by your mind, there has to have a reason, particular reason, to choose that particular label father. You see, the mind which chooses that particular label father, that mind has to see a particular form, particular is the aggregates which did that function, you know, father, you see, you know, gave this body, you see, though. So that who met the the air candy says permanency. The origination of your body, see, from where this, this sperm came. So that's our father. So in order to give this particular label, father, so you have to that mind preliminary or reason have to see something before. That particular, I guess, you see, which has that story, particular function, read to you. So, therefore, you don't see the base and the label father and base, I guess, you don't see together. When we see father among the people, you see, you don't see together. So, the evolution is, as I gave several examples before, first you see the base, that particular base has, I guess, which has that story lead to you. Then your mind, by seeing that, then causes that mind to give up this particular, to choose this particular label, father. This is the father in the mind, you see. Father, and the concept is father. See, the mind which see that particular gets that has that story of function. See, that function to you. Then see, particular make up the label. In the mind, see, concept is the father. Okay, then. So this is the main point I was trying to explain. The main point, you see. Then this appearance, you see. Yeah, by believing in your label, then this appearance, you know, this is the father, you know. And then you see that this is the father, okay. This is the third time, you know. But this is happening. This is the evolution, but it's happening, you know, something between such a very short time. So we are unable to aware all this evolution. Like this. So similar. So here. So now then I explain the light, then I mention that. So similar. So you see now, when we do not realize this, when we do not see this way, you see, do not realize this, it is this evolution. You see, when you don't examine, then you see to our hallucinated mind, you see, it looks like. It looks like you see the father. You see, when you see the father, you don't see the even though that evolution is reality, but you don't see that way to our hallucinated mind. The father, you know, one do not see this way, you know, see the aggregates first, then you see the label father, you know, next is the second. not aware, and to say, to our hallucinated mind, father, you see, even the father that was appears to you, father, not merely labeled by the mind. You don't see father as a label. You don't see father, the father is a labeled, imputed by the mind. You don't see that. You don't see, even though it's merely imputed by mind, you don't see it's merely imputed by mind. You see total opposite. You see totally opposite to the reality. Reality merely labeled by mind. But when it appears, when the father appears to you, totally says, not merely labeled by mind, existing from its society. Real one in ordinary language is a real one, say, in a sense, you see, existing from outside. So here, you see, when you don't examine, when you do not realize, you see, called the evolution. So to our hallucinated mind, you see, the base aggregates of the father and the level of father, you don't see. As to the hallucinated mind, it's indifferentiable. You cannot differentiate. Undifferentiable. The two phenomena, the father's agates and the label of father, two different phenomena, you see, undifferentiable to your, our hallucinated mind. Undifferentiable. Can't differentiate. On the aggregates, there's a father existing from the side. You see, there's a father from its own side, see, existing from its own side or appearing from its own side. So that appearing not made label of mind. So that's the objective reputed, and that's total hallucination. That is total hallucination. That appearance is total hallucination. The father, the real father, in the sense of existing from inside, that is a total non-existence there, and that is the emptiness of the father. That's the ultimate nature of the father. Reality of the father, ultimate nature of the father. So in the reality, the label of father and the aggregates of the father, you see, based to be labeled the father. So these two exist differently. These two do not exist separately. Don't exist. They two do not exist separately, but they do exist differently. Like the aggregates and the I. This association body mind, this five collection of the five aggregates, and I itself, the two different phenomena. One is aggregates, one is the self, I. They are two different phenomena, exist, do not exist separately. Because I exist depending to the relating to the aggregates, you see. So that's why whatever the activities the body, speech, mind does, you know, then it's labeled and believed. I'm thinking, I'm talking, I'm sitting, I'm eating, I'm sleeping, you know. It depends on what aggregates the body does, depends on what the mind does, you know, the speech does, so that because there's this aggregates, this valid aggregates, collection of the five, aggregates, you see. So, because this exists, so the label I exists, no choice. Label I, because the base aggregates exist, so the label I exists. But it exists in my name. What it is is nothing. There's nothing except what is merely imputed. And that is the merely imputed one, but it's the functioning. And the functions are merely imputed. When the mind is happy, then you see, label I am happy, so in my name. So merely imputed. When the mind is unhappy, labeled I, and then labeled unhappy. Now the body is doing, action sitting. So the labeled I and then labeled action sitting. I'm sitting. So later when the body is standing, and then the label I and then label the action standing. So So it's all exist in my name, but function in my name, experience in my name. So that's the nature. So this is the talking about reality, how they exist, how the self, how the I exist, and how it's functioning. See, so in reality like that. So now here, so this with this light. So you don't label green, red light. You see, without seeing the base. Without reversing the base, you don't label, because there's no reason to label. Also, so yeah, the labeling red and green light also doesn't happen at the same time when you see the base. It doesn't happen the same. So it's the reason same. Doesn't happen at the same time. So it only happens, your mind labeling red light, the green light, those things, it happens. It happens after you see the base, after you see something there, after you see after you see the base, something there which is the base, that which causes your mind to choose this particular label, green and red and those, see. Then one after the label, then one see appear that they're. That there's a green, that there's a red, then you see that this is red and this is green. And so exactly what I explained to other phenomena, other examples, exactly the same here. Now, that's the evolution. That's the evolution. Reality is like this. But we're not aware. So now here, to our hallucinating mind, red light, you see, there yellow light, green light, all this, from where beginning, you see, appearing to you, you see, not after seeing the base, but from the beginning, you see, say, seeing, appearing to you, red, green light, you see, and not merely labeled by mind. Not me, never came from your mind. Never, not me, not there, not labeled by your mind. That's gross, very gross one. So that's more subtle. Not me labeled by mind. So that, not me labeled by mind. So that's how you appear. That's how you see. so that is the not me. Not when it comes to not me appearing to you. Not me labeled by mind. So that is the. The object to be reputed, the four schools of Buddhist philosophy, the mathematical school, fourth one, mathematical school, the four Prasangika schools, the Svatantrika school, Prasangika, the second one, Prasangika school, view the extremely subtle object to be reputed. So appearing, not being left behind, and apprehended, appear like that and apprehended that way, believes that way. So this is a total hallucination. So the false view, the total false view, is a hallucination. So I'm using this to introduce gaccha, which is to be reputed. So the point is that I'm using this, you know, the road, the cars, the road lights, you see, to recognize what we have to realize, empty. So that even though the reality is all this evolution, but to our hallucinating mind, doesn't appear, doesn't see the way. So truly existent. They say not merely labeled mind. So the you know, green light exists, red light exists. Same thing here. Even we look at this light, same here. So this is what this is what I was saying before. So like this, with all the rest of the phenomena, including I, action, object, all the rest of the phenomena, by depending on the base, then once a mind label, this and that, then, then it's appearance, then one see that. So this is how everything came from one's mind. And also that which appeared after the mere imputation, and that which is and that which is appeared existing upon its own side, not merely lifted up by mind. So, including all this hallucination, so that's all came from his mind. So, like how we see the traffic, this light, you know, the traffic light, the so like this, all this gamcha object which appeared. So, like that, you see the eye that way, action, object, whatever the object, is. So while we're sitting on the chair or floor or throne, you see, there's something ground, see, seeds that is a something existing from its own side, see, heart, not heart from the also mind, impeded by mind, but a heart from its own side. When we're walking the road, when we are walking on the road, do not see the, anyway, walking on the road, not merely labeled road existing from the side, you see. So which is a hallucination. However, road from its own side, not road from your mind, merely impeded, but road existing from inside. So it's again gaksha, object to be repeated. So so I action object. So when we think about hell, same as this traffic light, some of these lights, same hell, real hell, as a real hell, not merely impeded by mind, but a real hell exists. Same also enlightenment, liberation from samsara, enlightenment, the not merely labeled by mind, real enlightenment is existing from inside. You see, I guess just exactly this light, how we think of these lights, same when we think of samsara, doesn't appear and doesn't seem merely labeled samsara, real samsara in the sense existing from inside. So same thing of the liberation. So that so all these phenomena in reality, all this, say, merely impeded one. All this merely impeded one. So as I mentioned before, from the eye, from the self, the eye, down to the atoms of the body, particular atoms of the body and particular atoms of those, or split seconds of consciousness, split seconds of consciousness, so that, it's all merely impeded. From the eye, from the self, down to the particular atoms, then particular those atoms, so that minutes of consciousness, seconds of consciousness, split seconds of consciousness, that. So, so everything is a mere imputation of the self. Everything, all the rest, merely imputed. All exist, starting from the eye, everything down to the particular atoms of those particular atoms, and minutes of consciousness, seconds of consciousness, split seconds of consciousness, all exist, but they're all merely impeded. Everything merely impeded. So we just do, say, maybe do a few seconds of meditation on this. So everything's started from the eye, all the rest down. Well, general aggregates, then each of the collections, five, each of the aggregates, then down to the down then the different parts of the body, then the limbs and different parts of the body, then goes down to atoms, particular atoms, then those particular atoms, then all mind, you know, mental factors, consciousness, and all mind, which all goes body, mind. So then even that, those minutes of mind, the seconds of mind, then split seconds of mind, five, all this, everything, what is merely labeled by mind, everything is what is merely impeded by the thought, from the eye down to the, or down to all this, merely impeded by thought, so all this empty, from the eye down to all these phenomena, particles, atoms, split seconds of consciousness, all this totally empty. So, same with the house, just like that, same house, the general house, and then It's a collection of sort of collection of the ceiling and the wall and all the parts. Then, so it's each one is made in by mind. Then, every part of the house made in by mind. So that goes down to the atoms, the particular atoms, particles of the atoms. So everything, what they are, what is made in by mind. So everything are empty, empty of existing from the inside. So that all the rest of phenomena, like that. So all the rest of phenomena is what is what they are, is what is meaning by mind. You see, all the rest of the phenomena is what they are, is what is meaning by mind. So therefore, then this negative imprint left on the metal continuum. You see, then left on the metal continuum by the past ignorance concept truly. Right after the mere imputation. The hallucination, the true existence, truly existent appearance, is decorated, is projected on the mere imputation, the eye that was mere imputed, right after the mere imputation of the eye, the eye mere imputed, you see, then right after this, the mind seeing the eye gets, the mere imputed eye. Millimeter eye. Then this negative imprint left in the medical by the past ignorance project truly in appearance. that action to all the rest of phenomena that was immediately imputed by mind, then this negative imprint project left by past ignorance decorate this truly existent appearance on everything. So made everything real to you, to your mind. So blocked your mind to see that they're empty, to see that they're empty, the reality, empty, emptiness, and merely embedded by mind. So it blocked. So it made everything real to you as a hallucination. So holding on to. So we let our mind to hold on to this, that the truth, the hallucination is the reality, truth. Then it becomes a basis, interest, anger, attachment, ignorance, all the negative emotions in the mind, and create karma. And then create karma. So karma leaves imprint on the mental condition. From there, then future life, rebirth comes. Future life, samsara, future life, rebirth, you see. So that we experience the six realms sufferings one after another. Until we realize emptiness and develop that wisdom and, directly perceive emptiness, which directly ceases the disturbance or obscuration, the seed of delusions. then we are totally liberated from all the suffering, of samsara, the six realms of suffering, because by ceasing karma and delusion, the seed of delusion. So all at that time, then we're liberated forever from all the suffering, all the problems. And then by developing this wisdom with the bodhicitta, with the path method, then they're able to seize the subtle deployment and achieve enlightenment. And then able to do perfect work towards sentient beings, liberate numberless sentient beings from the oceans or something. Liberate numberless sentient beings in each realm, hell, hunger, animals, human beings. So liberate them from all the oceans of some sort of suffering and bring them to enlightenment, so, which is the ultimate goal of our life. So here we're living a life, we're living in the hallucination. So say, by meditating, by practicing mindfulness, this way, how everything came from mind and the hallucination, the objective repeated, that we're all life living totally in this. So being aware in this, say, the nature empty, so with the mindfulness and this hallucination, the hallucination is a hallucination. So with this mindfulness, then we don't hold on to it is true. So then, and that's how I say, then it doesn't become basis, the objects, you know, doesn't become, they say, like enemy, so the friend, so forth, you see. The object of the senses, because you don't hold on to the truth, you see. because you meditate the opposite. By holding on to the truth, the cause of suffering. So now here, opposite cause drives all the negative emotions, everything causes suffering. So problems of this life. So the whole maintaining on this, looking at the hallucination, you see, looking at the empty is the empty. So then you are fully protected, so you don't say. Allow to your mind to hold on to this truth. So it means you don't allow to create ignorance. So then it will not allow that to, as you don't allow to believe that they're holding them true. So then there's no basis for rise. It has been anger. All these negative emotions, jealous mind, all these negative emotions, there's no basis for trying to rise all these superstitious thoughts, all these delusions. There's no basis for that. There's no basis for all this. There's no basis for the next hallucination. The wrong view of attachment, the hallucination of attachment mind, the hallucination of anger, you see. Arises by exaggerating this and that, then anger, attachment, all this, you see. Then they have their own projection, you see, hallucination. So each delusion has its own wrong view, projection. So normally our life, normally we suffer, we're tortured, you see, we're constantly tortured. So with all these delusions, you know, with all this, double, triple hallucination, so like a piles of cakes. Doesn't matter. So that's how we have been suffering. So this is how our life is. So now, look at the cause of phenomena like stars. So in the view of the wisdom directly perceiving emptiness in the equipoise meditation, you see? In the view of that wisdom, all this view what we have, all this powerful hallucination, particularly, see, everything appearing true, you know, true existence, real one, in the sense of existing from the outside. So, this is what we live our life all the time, you know, from beginning to rebirth. So the wisdom directly perceiving this, you know, equipoise meditation. In that view, all this, you know, total non-existent. You see, that wisdom directly perceiving this meditation. See, what appears to us, what we believe, that wisdom. See everything, all this, total non-existent. That valid wisdom, you see, wisdom directly perceiving this in the equipoise meditation. So, like, you don't see the start of daytime, you know, like that. So, what we should meditate is the view of, so you know your view, yeah, all the hallucinations, you see, that fundamental hallucination, and all the, on the basis of all the other hallucination, projection of agent delusions build up. So now that, so you meditate, the view of the wisdom directly perceives emptiness in the equipoise meditation. How to see? All this totally empty. So, yeah. So look at the cause of phenomena like star. So meditate. That's the meditation. See, yeah. It's extremely profound, the first thing. So here, it mainly relates to the causative phenomena, see. Impermanent phenomena, causative phenomena, yeah. Then next one is the other, see. Then look at the distorted, you know, the view. I'm not sure that's the correct translation, but the example is like, you know, you have vision, see, the hair falling down, food, you see, something, things like that. That's an example using text, meaning for rubber. So, but of course, the example doesn't help on that. That is the example of hallucination, you see. Look at the causal phenomena. Look at the causal phenomena. Causal phenomena is rubber. So, let me say, you see, what appears to you is not what it appears to us, is the way it appears to us. And that it believed and that appears to us, you know, it's not true. That's not true. You know, that's not like that in the current reality. Reality is emptiness. It's empty. So, could you look at the custom phenomena like rapture, like distorted view, meaning that, you know, empty. So, it reminded the hallucination, true lesson to say. The appearance. So the Bartholomew, the lighthouse, that is depending on many cause conditions. Depending on many cause conditions, it exists, you see. Many cause conditions, it exists. So you can think, so in subtle ways, you know, I mean, the thing is, it is empty of, existing, you see. You know, it is empty of independence because it depends on many cause conditions. So look at the cause phenomena, you know, existing by depending on many cause conditions, like that, the independent arising. So dependent arising gross one, and can think also maybe dependent arising, start subtle one. Use the light, you know, that which with the moment is battle. So depending on many cause conditions, the cause phenomena like that. Then look at them like illusion, look at them like. Look at the illusion. this is good meditation. This is good meditation in break time. Yeah, you can use this sitting meditation, but also very good in break time meditation. You know, while you're working in the office, in the family, or traveling. Or having a scenery, such thing. Look at things. Here, this is causative phenomena, it's illusion. So like this. So the negative imprint left in the mind by the past ignorance is like the ignorance is like magician person. Okay. The negative imprint left on the mental condition is like the magician person uses, you see, the substances for illusion, you see. Mantras and substances to create illusion, you see. So the substance, the negative imprint of the mind, okay? And then you are the audience. So all this true, truly existent, it's I, action, object, everything, whatever you do. When you eat food, eye, action, object, food. Or when you're driving car, eye, action, car, object, car. So whatever it is, eye, action, object, whatever you're doing, see. Oh, hallucinate to your mind, that which is immediately impeded by mind, but hallucinate to you, everything appear to you in truly existent, okay? Existing from inside. Eye and action, object, all the rest of the phenomena. So magician person, by using substances, mantras, and the illusion, the audience, and see, create things, you know, which is not true, it's not there, you see. Jewel palace, or however the beautiful men, women, however the all sorts of things, all kinds of things, create from cities or whatever, all sorts of things, magician person, how to create. Okay, so use that time. So the audience is total hallucination. So yourself, the audience. So this is one meditation technique. How to use emptiness in the daily life, in busy life. As all you're in the office, or while you're talking with the people, we have a meeting, or in the family, whatever. doing shopping or say sightseeing. So you keep this constantly, this meditation. So you see awareness, mindfulness. Basically, it's the hallucination. It's the hallucination. So not allowing yourself to hold on to this truth. So that all these negative thoughts, you don't create ignorance. You know, the foundation of the delusion, so that other delusions do not arise. So that helps also to no depression. Depression, loneliness, all this. Goodbye. So all those things that normally concern so much, you see. Oh, so they also doesn't, they're healed by the way. All those small things, you know, life problems, gone, by the way, you see. So anyway, so look at the causal phenomena like this one meditation technique, every day, to practice mindfulness and the daily life, or in the working life. You can do also one part of this like this in swing session, you know, even 1 hour like that. You can just do this meditation, you can receive a special break time. You are busy, but your mind keeping this meditation. You see, your mind, you're talking, you're busy doing it, but your mind, in this meditation. So then becomes a very, how to say, so during this time, things don't affect you, things don't bother you, people criticize or people, whatever, people praise, people criticize, whatever things happening, situation changing, people like you, doesn't like you, whatever. So it was that do not affect you. Do not affect you, know, doesn't make you angry or attached or this, see. You know, so there's calmness and tranquility, the equanimity, patience, everything there. Oh, when you keep your mind in this meditation, see. It's a totally different world. You're living in a totally different world. All others living in the, living life is living in the world of ignorance, living in the world of creation of ignorance, the true existence, see. But here, in other words, you are kind of living in the life, kind of liberation. You are living a life in the liberation, see, opposite, say, freedom. So anyway, so from here, of course, from here, you know, by living this meditation, living life in this, of course, then you eventually then able to cease, have direct perception emptiness and cease development and achieve liberation. Then with mind part with achieving enlightenment. So I think, look at the causal phenomena like illusion, then look at the causal phenomena, say, the muscle, then look at the causal phenomena like water bubble, other the water dew. So water dew can be dropped any time, you know, can be any time from the plant, any time, see. So the causal phenomena, you know, even your life, you know, the death can happen any time. You know, this can be stopped any time, any moment. So then, you know, the possession or some people, whatever, friend, you know, whatever, all this can change any time. You know, say, that impact, that's basically impermanence, mental impermanence, you know. Things can be seized any time, okay? And then next one, and then water bubble, that's same, can be popped any time. So, and that's to maintain them to the natural impermanence like that can be stopped. Milam law, like dream, look at them like dream. So again, that means, you see, a dream, whatever we see in the dream, see, things, they do not exist. Even they appear real, but not true, you see. So you discover this when you didn't realize in the dream, but you realize when you wake up it's not true. So see, so look at the causal phenomena. So Taiwan is again same, you see. all these things are acknowledged, all these things are appearing true, isn't it? So all these are like dream, not true. They're empty. So like dream. So this is also very good meditation in break time meditation. You see, well, busy life. How do we maintain our emptiness? Another one is practice mindfulness. As much as possible, you see, all this what you're doing, all these things what happen around, all this like dream. You see, truly existent. Everything is truly existent. You see, something real, you see. Existence. So a dream is related to that. So same exactly things in dream, you see. They also appear real, but not true. The whole thing. So constantly looking. You put the dream in the daytime life. You know. So you can think this is a continuation of last night dream, you know, like that. So again the same day. So again same day. The effect is that you don't cling that true. And then the negative emotions, all the rest do not rise. So you don't say. So same. Then the result, liberation, they say. Enlightenment, but this is the diploma wisdom to benefit others. So this is another great meditation. Look at the life of dream. Very effective, very powerful. Then every moment you have peace in your mind, calmness, see, then you're able to help others. When your mind is calm, when you have peace, then you're able to communicate better to others, or benefit to others, you know. And then there's the next one. Like lightning, so that's again look at the causative phenomena like lightning. So then that's again meditation impermanence, looking at the nature of impermanence. You know that can be stopped any time thing. You see, can change. So like clouds, the last one. So this is the last one. So while we're looking at the clouds, they're changing. They change constantly. They not in the same shape, constantly changing. So, well, that's one thing. Do not last. So, causative phenomena are changing not only within hour, minute, within second. Not only change second by second, but even within second they change. They don't last. Things don't last even within second. By the code of cause conditions. So, there's nothing to cling. There's nothing to cling to. This beautiful flower or the body changing, I say, decaying minute by minute, within minute, within second by second, within second. So like that decaying, you know. So so that helps for renunciation, for liberation. Sometimes, and then the car. When you look at the car, it's not there. So the car, these causal phenomena can be, you know. So what you know, body position, all this strong people, but so it can be seized any time. You see, so can change, can seize any time. So that. So here, so it helps. Result is a liberation. You know, by maintaining this, it's a renunciation, detachment. You know, that means also anger and other things, you see. Then to the living imprint on the mind, to realize emptiness and to entire perspective. To achieve cessation of the suffering. So that. The ultimate enlightenment. So that. Yeah, let's stop here.